Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, acknowledging a Democratic divide over new findings from the Mueller report, appeared to urge her caucus to hold off on impeaching President Trump for now, even if she decried his highly unethical and scrupulous behavior, which she said does not bring honor to the office he holds. Beyond that, I see a poll from Politico, Morning Consult, this morning that says just over a third of voters, 34%, say they support impeaching Trump, compared with 48% who oppose it.
Look, people are divided on this one, David. I'm a big believer that Trump is a terrible, awful, horrible man. And I do believe he should be out of there. But I also believe that what really needs to be done in order to get things done in this country, in order to have a decent healthcare system, in order to have a decent education system, is to be able to have a Congress that will, in fact, do all of that. A lot of people are saying, too much Trump talk. We're talking about Trump all the time and we shouldn't be. Well, yeah, that may be so, because when we talk about Trump, we don't talk about all the important things that need to get done. So now we can go and scratch the itch and make it bleed, or we can do the right thing, which is to have hearings, to let everybody see what's going on. And then when those hearings are done, we'll have it all on the record. And then if you have to, you impeach him. But the better way to go is to really solidly defeat him at the polls and elect a United States Senate, elect a House of Representatives, which will get stuff done, and a president. The United States Senate will not convict Donald Trump. Those Republicans will not do it. So why are you getting into this thing? It just doesn't make any sense.
What about this interesting move of the president's to crack down on Iran's exports? Tightening sanctions, says the New York Times, the Trump administration's seeking to isolate Iran economically and undercut its projection of power across the Middle East. Of course, we're already hearing about gas prices shooting up. That certainly will affect Americans' pocketbooks.
Well, that's right. Americans have not been paying a lot for gas, so that's for sure. And they've gotten used to it. It's part of the reason why we don't have the kind of inflation that people expect we're going to have, because the gas prices have been relatively low, particularly when you compare them to Europe and other places. So it'll be fascinating to watch if, in fact, these gas prices do go up.
The House Judiciary Committee, Alan, has served former White House counsel Don McGahn with a subpoena as part of its investigation into obstruction of justice, a move to bring in a key player with direct knowledge about President Trump's efforts to undermine the Russia probe. The president and his allies are already ramping up attacks on McGahn.
Well, McGahn, once again, close to the president, and was the guy who basically saved Trump from himself by saying, nothing doing, I am not going to fire Mueller, and becomes instantly a sort of a national hero. But on the other hand, he's the one who saved Trump. Now, what's going on in the background? We don't know. Maybe the McGahn people are saying, okay, he'll come, but you have to subpoena him so that he has, quote, no choice. That's the possibility of what's happening here. He may well want to, and now he's going to get the same treatment that Cohen and all the other people who are close to the president are getting. The guy turns around, stabs him in the back. That's who he is. Or, as the old saying goes, David, you knew what I was when you took me in.
The 2020 presidential candidates on the Democratic side jockeying for position with their positions. And the issue this morning at a town hall, Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders backing voting rights for people now in jail.
Yeah, Buttigieg made a better point. He said, you know, we take away certain rights when they are in jail. He didn't say not when they get out of jail. There are some people who believe they should lose their rights forever. I am not one of them. But I think it's a sympathetic position to take that, you know, when you're in jail and you've committed felonies, you lose your rights. You're incarcerated and you can't vote during that time. I respect Bernie. I know that he is looking out for the people who are most likely to be punished in this system, those who don't have any money, those who are incarcerated. I get that. But on the other hand, I think somebody comes along and does something despicable or terrible, there are consequences.
What about Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren? She's the first now running for president to detail a sweeping higher education plan with the goal of alleviating America's $1.5 trillion student debt crisis.
Well, she's right, of course. It's ridiculous. I've always said it, and I'll continue to say it. We say we're for equality of opportunity. We send everybody to school up through high school. And then we say, when you're in college, that's where we'll make the distinction between the haves and the have-nots. I know too many people who are seriously in debt and will be for most of their lives because of what they borrowed in order to go to college. As the old saying goes, that just ain't right.
Following that line, the U.S. Supreme Court announced that it would decide whether a federal law prohibits employers from discriminating against gay and transgender workers. They're agreeing to hear a case from New York along with one from Georgia.
Well, depending on how the case comes out, you know, it's a good thing. I suspect it's not going to work in terms of protecting the people who need that protection. They passed a law. This was not on the scene at the time. Nevertheless, it's quite clear that it's just wrong to discriminate against anybody based on sexual orientation. Just plain wrong. Whether the characters on the Supreme Court will come to that is highly dubious to me. I'm a little afraid of what the outcome might be here.
Well, cue the dark music. North Korea confirms leader Kim Jong-un to visit Russia for summit with Putin.
God only knows what's going on in there. Putin is not a good guy. We know that now. We saw the Mueller report. We've known it all along, a former KGB guy. And you had better believe he's trying to figure out how he can make out in this whole relationship. It is interesting because, you know, Kim had to deal with China. And China and Russia don't always get along, but sometimes they do. We'll just have to see what comes out of this.